In a region where water scarcity is a cause of great concern, Israel seems to be worried about water sources as they have powerful strategic value. This has led to a struggle for water in all the controversial areas under Israel's control. The Wazani Spring is one of the most significant sources of water in southern Lebanon. After the 1978 Israeli occupation of the area, Lebanon was not able to use its own water. But the struggle goes a long way back. Israel shelled water installations on the Lebanese side in the 1960s.
Before even I became commander of the army, Israelis always had their eye on the waters of Lebanon. It all started after liberating our land. If we hadn't liberated our land, we couldn't have been there and asked for our water. Because during all that time, it was Israel that was benefiting. They want to go against the international law because they think they have the force to do it. But now I doubt it anymore that they can do it after the... they've been defeated twice, so they will think three times.
After Israel withdrew from most parts of southern Lebanon in the year 2000, Lebanon insisted on building a pumping station that would transfer water to some 60 villages around the Wazani village.
As you know, now we have another problem, which is the Sheba farms. There's plenty of water there, and only the Israelis are benefiting from that. And this is a strategic point, and that's why they didn't leave Sheba.
The Wazani Spring flows along into the Hasbani, which is a tributary of the Jordan River, and runs into the Sea of Galilee, Israel's largest source of fresh water. Lebanon intends to pump water from the springs to supply up to 60 impoverished villages along the border with drinking water, something which is clearly acceptable under international law. Lebanon also says its agricultural needs require that dams be constructed to harness the plentiful winter waters for irrigation during summer.
This is the Wazani River, which flows all the way to the village of Ghajar, which is behind the hill and continues to be occupied by the Israeli army. Now, right before it withdrew in the year 2000, the Israeli army used to pump most of the water into Israel. And now it was also seen transporting agricultural soil, which has extremely angered the Lebanese government.
Lebanon says it is well within its rights under international law to pump the water and even build the dams necessary to preserve water supplies.
We have liberated only a small part of our waters, and it is not enough for thirsty villages in the Wazani and the south. We have been threatened many times by Israel, but thank God we have completed our pumping station. We call on the Lebanese government to build the dams we need to save the necessary waters, as it is our legal right.
During the 2006 summer war on Lebanon, Israel attacked the pumping stations of Wazani and other stations that shift water from the Litani River, which runs through most of southern Lebanon.
Now what we get, I can assure you, is less than what is our right in international law. We still need more, so experts must come from UN and study this thing and give us our right. But unfortunately, what is happening is, as you know, U.S. has got a lot of pressure on the U.N.
The Lebanese Water and International Red Cross Associations have rebuilt the stations and reservoirs, along with a project to treat the water supplies, which are believed to have been contaminated during Israeli shelling on Lebanon.
What ICRC did here is restoration of the water supply to normal operations by installing a new collector and reparation of the main pipelines. We all remember that back in September 2006, where there was no water, no electricity, and in order to speed up the process of the displaced people to go back to their homes, the SSC intervention was very quick and swift.
Lebanese TV channels aired flooding of agricultural lands in southern Lebanon, following the diversion of drainage pipes into the fields of Mesa Jabal. The environmental conflict is not yet over. It's believed that water supplies in southern Lebanon were contaminated during the 2006 war on Lebanon, in which Israel used radioactive substances like depleted uranium weapons. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.
I'm Maurice Jones.
Adil Sabir.
Frank Smith.
Yusuf Al-Hulo.
John Abba.
Mark Kellerman.
Shooting his team.
Anjum Abdullah.
Press TV.
Sorry, Jamal.
Ashraf Shannon.
Fire School Ship.
Lee Adendorf.
Salma Kudri.
Christine Legault.
Kathleen Chang.
Wolfgang Kirk.
And Natalia.